Hi, I am so glad you're all here tonight, and I am going to give you the top five things beginners need to know to start an Amazon business. Amazon changes thousands of lives because they give you an opportunity to do something, build a scalable business. They have access to over, actually, this says 2 million. It's actually 3 million global Amazon Prime customers. Did you know this? This is a brand new statistic in 2022. 300 million unique global Amazon customers. Tell me something. Does the store down the street from you get 300 million customers a year? Unique individual customers per year? They don't. They don't have this access. Online Amazon gives you the access. You can work from anywhere in the world with hands-off inventory-based business. Hands-off. You don't have to touch your inventory. You can, and you can start small and start there just like I did. I touched my inventory for many, many years. And finally, when my business grew, I outsourced that, but that can be done. Now, what is Amazon FBA? Let's learn about Amazon FBA. And I'll tell you what you need and what you don't need right off the bat. You do not need to learn complicated advertising. You don't have to have your own website. You don't have to live in America or have employees. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to start. You don't have to take years to learn. You don't have to be tech savvy. Y'all, you have no idea how untech savvy I actually am. Yeah, I can do this. My mother, who is my business partner, is in her mid-60s, and she's doing an Amazon business and running an Amazon business. She started when she was 53. You guys, any age, any gender, any country, anywhere. You don't need sales funnels. You don't need social media. As a matter of fact, this is a perfect job for introverts. People that are so far away from social media, they don't want to be any part of that. They want to do a behind the scenes work. Amazon's perfect for you. You always thought of having a store, but you didn't want to run a store or have employees and deal with people. I have a daughter like that. Great. You don't have to build an email list. You don't need any of these things. So let's just be clear on that. You do not need to have a huge warehouse or store a bunch of inventory. Yes, I'm talking to you guys in Jersey or New York that have these postage stamp style studio apartments. I've seen a few of these. You don't have a place to put inventory. Guess what? You don't have to. You don't have to ship individual items to customers like an eBay or a Mercari or places like that. I love those selling platforms, but Amazon is not that. You don't have to do it. You don't have to process payments and deal with those things. And you don't have to handle the customer service or the returns. Minimal return touching. Now, how do you earn an income with Amazon FBA? The Amazon FBA program. Just 1 second. Okay, there we go. The Amazon FBA program is selling physical products. So just, we need to be upfront about that. This is not, you will source products, you will prep products, and you will ship products. Now, you don't have to do those, all of those things yourself, but you can do many of them yourself. You can start small. You can start one day a week. You can start with a full warehouse. It depends on your time and your investment. But Amazon takes care of storage and the shipping and the customer service and returns. And when I say shipping, I mean, initially you must ship items to Amazon warehouses, but they're not individual items shipping to customers. You're shipping in giant boxes. We'll go through that in just a moment. So these are the elements of selling on Amazon. You'll need to buy and source products, prep them for shipment and for warehouse storage, and then ship products to Amazon fulfillment centers. First, the number one thing you need to remember, this is the learning stuff, y'all. So make sure you got your pens and papers. Make sure I talk really fast because there's so much to cover. So please get your pens and papers and jot some of this stuff down because this is really important stuff. Okay, ready? Number one, how to earn income from Amazon. This is why y'all here, right? Source or manufacture products yourself. You use the tools, you find profitable products. There are free and paid software available. We are going to tell you about one of my favorite ones today. You can use the FBA revenue calculator, the seller app. Once you open your Amazon seller account, you will have access to their seller app, and that will help you source product that you can use that app there. And AMZ Scout is an amazing tool to help find products, and we will look at that together today. The second thing is you have to prep this inventory. So wherever you're sourcing your inventory from, you gather it all up, whether it's arbitrage, whether you're doing wholesale or private label products, they're going to gather somewhere and you're going to need to put an FN SKU on it. This tells you, this little white label, we've all seen it. You see the picture here with the green facial cream right there. It shows that FN SKU. That basically is what you need to put on all of your products before you send them to Amazon so that Amazon knows who to give the money to. That's basically what it is. Amazon also requires you to prep your products in a certain way. If you sell t-shirts, you can't just send in a plain t-shirt. It has to be packaged in a package that's suitable for warehouses. And they have rules about these things. You have to protect it from damage. Remember, there's many touch points with inventory. So because of all the touch points, you need to make sure your item is protected by prepping. And finally, you ship them all. Once your inventory is properly prepped, it must be shipped to an FBA warehouse. All items go into one shipment, and there's the only time you have to ship products, you can go from anywhere. You can ship from a hotel room. You can ship from a prep center. You can ship from an RV. You can ship from a hotel room. All of these things I've witnessed. There's YouTube videos about them. I use a prep center myself, but I've also shipped from home. And I've seen people ship from hotel rooms and even do Amazon FBA from their RVs. This is the process once your inventory is received from Amazon. You send products to Amazon. Then they store your products until the customer purchases. When the customer purchases, they pick it off the shelf, they send it to your Amazon customer, and Amazon ships it to them for you and then pays you your money. That is how this system works. That's how you can see a lot of products on Amazon that says sold by Amazon. They're available for Prime customers. That's the most important thing to think about. This is why we should sell on Amazon. Why sell on Amazon? There's many, many platforms. Amazon is the best e-commerce platform. Has over 200 million, which is now updated 300 million Prime members. This is just a new statistic that just came out just a few weeks ago. Amazon Prime is available in 22 countries. They provide storage and shipping for your items to your customers. They provide customer service, payment processing, and returns processing. So once your item leaves your hands, it's rare to ever see it again. It goes to Amazon and then to the customer. And if there's ever returns, Amazon decides if it's sellable and they put it back in your inventory or they send it to you and you can decide to throw it away or before it even reaches you, you can get rid of it. Amazon has thought of everything. It's why it's the best e-commerce platform on the planet. Also, they have the biggest customer base, 300 million. We've talked about this, right? 300 million customers. The number one reason, this is a recent statistic, the number one reason people purchase on Amazon is the best selection of products. Okay, this is participation time. So this is just type in an emoji or number one in the chat. Have you ever been in a store looking for something that they didn't have and then you looked for it on Amazon and found it and bought it in the store? Maybe not everybody, but I'm going to put a one in the chat for that because that's me. I've done that. They didn't have it at Target. I bought it on Amazon. Right? Okay. How can you earn thousands per month on Amazon? In 20 hours a week or less, I sell products that meet needs and solve problems for my customers. And 300 million Amazon customers, profiting almost 300,000 a year. This is how we do it. Now, this is the easiest way to do it. Easiest way is to look at, these are the different sourcing methods. These are the different sourcing methods that you can use to source products on Amazon. There is thrifting. You can go to yard sales, estate sales, thrift stores, secondhand stores, flea markets, liquidations, and pick the best inventory. People sell brand new products all the time. They re-gift, they get something they don't want, they have something new that they're unable to return. There's new merchandise everywhere. I say new, you can sell used items on Amazon. Absolutely. It's a different type of business model and a different thrifting. And that's a conversation for another day. But in the beginning with beginners, I always suggest selling brand new items, but it doesn't have to be a multitude of brand new items. That's thrifting. Then there's arbitrage, going to stores and buying stuff off of a retail shelf and flipping it on Amazon. That's retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, wholesale, buying from distributors and manufacturers at wholesale costs, marking them up and selling them. Bundles is taking different products and putting them together. Think of a gift size box, something like that. Putting that together on Amazon as one product. And finally, private label. These are the different ways that you can find products to sell. Private label is creating, inventing your own product, your own brand, a tweak on something. A white label is similar to that. You've created a brand, but you're using a white label product. This is kind of the hierarchy of how you find products. But the best part is that we have tools and resources to be able to use the easiest way to find products. You use things like trade show stalking. If you're looking for wholesale distributors, you can go to mommyincome.com/100 and you can look at trade show stalking. It's a video that I made that you can find thousands of wholesale vendors and wholesale distributors at your fingertips, both US and internationally based. You can use tools like AMZ Scout that we're going to show you and talk to you about today, because AMZ Scout has an excellent suite of resources that are amazing for finding products fast. You guys, you could be up and running your Amazon business in less than a week with using these resources. There's international suppliers, there's liquidation and thrifting and arbitrage. There's many, many ways to find profitable products to sell. We are going to now look at what it's like to use AMZ Scout and find products to sell, products from your ideas, products from different places you've seen. The holiday seasons are coming up. You're going to look for products to be able to sell online for future seasons. This is the best way to do that. I'm going to show you my favorite Pro extension, Chrome extension that I'm going to be using to find products to sell on Amazon. Now, first I start here. As you can see in the bottom left corner, it says AMZ Scout Pro. That's what I'm going to be using. It is a Chrome extension. It is a membership-based app that you can use. It also comes with another suite of tools besides just the app. This is just part of what they do. I'm going to show you personally how I use the app, and I'm going to show you how to use this Chrome extension. So you type something into Amazon, say Christmas tree skirt is something that you want to start selling on Amazon. Do your search under all categories, and then you hit this AMZ Scout button here. And what you're going to see there first as it's loading is all kinds of data points on whether or not this is actually a good product to bring to the table, what average prices, average sales rank, as you can see on the top, how many results for Christmas tree skirts, how monthly sales average. Now, understand that this is taking monthly sales volume into consideration, even though this is a Christmas product that we're looking for. So we know that this is a heavily seasonal item, but that's neither here nor there when we're looking at this. I want to show you some different things of what's hot, what's trending. So you can see here that you can see some of the top selling items in the AMZ Scout Pro. We'll bring that up. You can zoom in on the images. You can see if they're hot sellers and look at these product scores. So these are for private label products. These are the number of sellers. There's tons of data here, but at a glance, what it's showing you is my favorite thing is the visibility score and the niche score. So first things first, let's look at the niche score. This is showing you that overall in this niche, that it's likely to succeed, but there is a few pros and cons here. So we want to look at the thumbs up and the thumbs down here to see what are we going to compete against. This is taking a lot of the process out of researching a product and figuring out whether or not it's worthy of bringing to the table. There are desired prices and higher margins. There's lower sales because this is overall for a 12-month product. This is a very seasonal item. So of course it's going to say that you're going to have to work a little bit harder to have slower sales. These are not really, really super high volume items, but they're really high margin items. So it's great to have several of these in your inventory during the holiday season. It shows that you're not going to have to compete with Amazon for a lot of these things. Amazon is not competing for sales, which is great. It's not a saturated niche, so you will have just a few sellers, and you're not competing with a lot of big famous brands. So that's a lot of thumbs up for the competition. Now, there's some few reviews. There's some low quality listings, which is great for you because low quality listings mean you can bring a better listing to the table if you're listing your own product. And of course, that you will compete with a few really strong sellers in the category. But customers are always looking for new products. So if the product and the niche is good, I don't worry so much about the competitors unless they have the identical items. I don't want to bring identical items to Amazon. So I'm looking for unique items here. So when I see here Christmas tree skirts, I see these items. I'm looking for green numbers, green and yellow. The red ones are something that either they're going to be gated or they're telling you that that's not a very good niche score. The product score for the private label product, you will need a lot of reviews to get some sales according to this. There's low competition and you'll have higher sales for reselling particular products, but for a private label item or a private label brand, you're going to struggle with all the other private label sellers. If you're just looking for wholesale items and you're jumping on the same listing as someone else, you have a pretty good chance of reselling based on this number here. So anytime you have questions about these numbers when you're looking at AMZ Scout Pro extension is to click on it, and it's going to give you the example. So there's not a lot of it's not a huge learning curve. It's just looking at the actual data here and overall, would I want this? Now, there's keyword research that you can do, and then finding suppliers. So if you're not so sure exactly where to find something, you can even use this drop down menu. You can add things to a tracker. You can even do the profit calculator. So for example, if we look at this item here and we realize we can get it from our wholesaler for like $6, then your product cost here is going to be $6. If you have additional costs, like say you use a prep facility and you're paying $1.25, then you actually have all of these items, including taxes, anything else in there, product size and weight is already calculated. So this is going to show you that if you're paying $6 and maybe you have additional fees like shipping or maybe a prep center fee, you're going to look at all the different margins, the ROI, the percentage, and your estimated monthly profit based on how well that item sells as is. Listen, I don't pay much attention to estimated monthly profit because I don't find that to be accurate. There's so many missed sales because every extension, Amazon does not give away their sales information like this for everything. So even with the algorithms, they have their best guess. So their best guess is estimated monthly profit of, you know, $4.39 or so, but that's per unit. So they don't, your estimated monthly sales, they say is one, but of course that can vary. So just looking at the profit there, that's about how much you're going to make. They show you the fees on them so that you don't have to guess. You don't have to say, will I make money on this product? You can plug these things in, your cost of goods, any additional fees, shipping costs or monthly costs, storage fees, add them in, and it will show you at the bottom what your net margin would be at $19.99 and your net profit. So total FBA fees. This is super, super key right here in one extension. Then you can filter by different, you can add different filters. You can put price ranges in there. If you're working from a specific catalog and you're looking at the entirety of the catalog on Amazon, you can type in a brand name here and you can look at their different brand names of different things they have and then filter them based on this and see which one you'd like to sell. This is something you can filter by whether Amazon has it, merchant fulfilled, FBA. I like to just do FBA. Hiding sponsored ads is something that's also important here. If you want to see something that your competitors doing PPC ads versus not, then you check those things. Estimated monthly revenue. Of course, I don't put a whole lot of that in there because I don't trust Amazon, the data that Amazon doesn't specifically give out. So I don't use that, but everything else is always been pretty accurate. It's just that estimated monthly sales that is kind of hard to nail down. So then you can apply that only to FBA, and then it filters out all the ones that are irrelevant, and you can start over by looking at one through however many to see. There's the sales rank on the item, the actual price, the Amazon fees that those people are paying. So you can sort these by ascending and descending. You can sort them by the fees versus the price versus the rank. A lot of people like to sort by rank of lowest first and then look at it. But the lowest ranking one may not be the top one on page one. You never know. But it's a good thing to check out when you see that there. When you look at the product here for the product score, of these ones that are blanked out, it's because that you won't be able to resell those. Those are either gated brands or private label products you won't be able to resell. It's just why you'll see a zero there. So that's something to consider when you're looking at these items as well. You can find the same items, but you would have to private label them in order to bring them to the table. So you can sort all of this by rank and all these things. Then if you find one you really like, so I'm going to pick one of these here that has a good one for resale. And then drop down the menu here, and you can either track it, you can track the profitability or get keywords for that item, which then opens another tab, Or you can find it on either Google or Alibaba. You see what comes up. So you can see different ones, whether or not it's the same or different, and find your suppliers here on Alibaba. You can also click the same button for find it on Google, and it will do a Google image search, and it's doing a shift for you on Google image. So if you find the same one on Google image, then you can to see whether or not you can find the manufacturer of it. So here's a similar one here, a similar one here, and you can go on and look for that particular one and look for the actual manufacturer, and then you can either white label, private label, or if it's a resale item, you can repurchase for resale. So that is a quick and easy way to use this. If you only get the Pro extension, it can do all of the work for you. You can get niche keywords, you can export them to a CSV file. You guys, this software is so simple to use. Anyone, even if you haven't used Amazon before, just a few clicks of these buttons can help you save items, use the keyword research tools, product researches. You can track these on your tracker. So if you add it to a tracker, then it automatically adds that. And then you can view the pages that you're tracking based on your keyword tracker. You can go back to the actual AMZ Scout website page and their web app, and then all of these things will be able to save for you. There's even this trends button, and the trends show you charts and graphs over time. This is a Google Trends report showing you up and down how well these things go. And you can take that even to Google later on and do even more Google Trend research. But this is kind of showing you how well is this niche doing? Is it on the way up? Is it seasonal? This is clearly showing that this is a seasonal product. It's very low throughout the year. It spikes for a time and then goes low. This is a really good indicator when you see that very much up and down that there is a seasonal product, to where if you wanted to look at a product that was more evergreen and something that was either steady or had steady sales, then you would look for something else and look for the steady up and down chart there. So all of these things, all of these at a click of a button, you're able to even export this to a CSV file to sort it more thoroughly. There's a lot of different tabs here, competitor analysis, but just this alone is such a time saver to be able to go through here, find a specific product, look for it, and look at how well it's doing on Amazon and how well you can do it and buy those items for your store. So thanks for letting me give you a preview into AMZ Scout Pro Extension. It is one of my favorites for finding quick, fast wholesale products and looking at the niche trends and looking at trends of different products at a glance. I love this tool. Thank you for letting me help you today. I don't take that for granted. I know you guys could be anywhere else listening to any other thing, doing any other thing. Okay? And I thank you so much for your time and your energy. And thank you so much for being here. We'll see you guys next time.